I didn't have no words to protect him. It just rained down on them books and just ruined them.
Both 4 sheets of the tin off the old house.
Part of our roof went, and the old house, it was just about, I don't know what held it together.
The old house stood? Mm-hmm.
It made that storm. It weathered that storm.
I was saying, about 4 sheets of tin off.
It weathered the storm, but it upset all of the roof and it leaked all over creation. So the man from FHA, he come down here and told me he'd come down to build me a house. I hadn't asked to build a house. And I told him, I said, you're not talking to me because we can't build a house. He said, you've got to build one.
Why couldn't you? I mean, why?
And we didn't have, it takes money, darling, to build houses. And they condemned our old house. It was dangerous to live in, which I know it was. If I had known where to step, I would have gone through the floor, come up with a broke leg or something like that.
Just because of Camille?
It had been going down for years.
It was 60 years old.
The old house was 70 years old, he told me the other day.
Who did?
Martin Spears. And it was in... Well, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. We was living in it. Very decent, pretty decent. No, that was my daddy's old house. That's where in the house I was raised.
Yonah's part of the house, the barn.
Camille left us. We had all, I had my linens and the dresser drawers, you know, and they all got wet. And I didn't know it. I thought they were protected, I thought. And then I began to smell something old and mildewing, and looked, and my linens had all got wet. And didn't have no water, didn't have no power, or anything to wash with. We didn't do like they told us to, get up a supply of water. And we had a 500-gallon cistern tank, and we didn't fill it. Because we had stopped using it. We could have filled that and had plenty of water. Mm-hmm. And no neighbors had water. They would go to the creek, anywhere they could find water.
How come the storm had just wrecked up all the plumbing and everything?
The electricity. It ruined the power plant. It struck down on the coast. It wrecked that.
Okay.
It tore it up. That was in 68.
How long did it take to fix it back up?
It took
7 days.
How many days? Oh, it was 3 weeks before we got
there. No, it wasn't. Peddler got this line opened up on County Dairy down there.
The power's button hooked up, though.
Okay.
It's a long time.
But it was a long time to do without water. But we didn't have supper. There was nobody here but me and him. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of glass jugs that we'd carry down to the creek. They had a nice pump down there, a hand pump. Mm-hmm. And we'd go down there and get our drinking water and our water to wash dishes and cook.
Mm-hmm.
And our deep freeze, the food that we had in our deep freeze, it was spoiling. And we cooked with gas. And our neighbors up here, they had electric. They was all electric. And these up the hill was all electric. We were only the ones that could cook. And I went in one day and I told Grady, I said, all my corn's spoiling and all my butter beans is spoiling. We just had a little small. I think I'll just put them in the pot and cook them and start sending them out to people that don't have no way of cooking. And I'm telling you, there was some proud neighbors when they got some cooked food. Some of them had got these little Coleman gas burners, but they got they couldn't get the gas, and they'd save what little gas they had for the coffee for breakfast.